Undercooked and rotten food, rats and mice, accommodation centres with no transport links, and a lack of privacy with people sharing rooms with strangers, no locks on showers, staff entering rooms without permission, mould in rooms and bed bugs. Now, that's the bleak picture painted in a report this morning on the experiences of Ukrainians in state-provided accommodation. The report is by the Refugee and Migrants' Rights Organisation, DURIS. Its CEO is John Lannan. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Now, John, you surveyed 989 Ukrainian beneficiaries of temporary protection about what they've experienced in state-provided accommodation over the past 2 years. Outline the concerns that they highlighted to you.
Indeed, yeah. First of all, it's important to say that the survey showed that there are many centres that are well run. Residents are extremely well looked after there. They're very happy. But the report also showed that there's plenty of room for improvement. As you say, we've got 989 responses. That's close to about 2% of the people are in state-provided accommodation. And the findings echo a lot of what has been reported in relation to direct provision in numerous reports over the years. We found issues relating to overcrowding and lack of privacy, poor living conditions, poor engagement with staff and management, even some reports of staff hostility, concerns over child welfare and protection, and even concerns in relation to gender-based violence.
Well, I'm just looking at your figures here. One in three rated the overall quality of their accommodation as poor. One in six had concerns regarding the safety of children. 10% had concerns regarding gender-based violence. 43 accommodation centres had no transport links. One in three said there were no complaint mechanisms. Rats and mice were reported in six centres, and there were cases of food poisoning as well. One respondent is quoted in the report as saying when children arrive home from school, they're not entitled to hot food, and then there are reports of worms and maggots found in food. Would you say this is typical of what people are experiencing?
Well, certainly the incidents of rats, maggots are extreme and quite unusual. That's from a very small number of centres. But we have to say that one of the interesting findings was that for people, being able to cook their own food was a significant factor, not only in how they rated the overall quality of the accommodation, but also to their mental health and to their well-being. So when residents could cook their own meals like they can in self-catering accommodation, general satisfaction was much higher than in the serviced accommodation. And about half of the respondents were in serviced accommodation. There they have to pay €70 a week for their meals, but in many cases the meals were inedible or did not meet the dietary requirements of children in particular. It's also important to note that There was a lack of complaints mechanisms within centres, and this is something that came up regularly. However, people are also reluctant to complain. A lot of concerns raised were accompanied by acknowledgement of gratitude to Ireland and what the Irish people are doing. And people felt that being away from the ongoing war in Ukraine offers an overall sense of safety, even in situations where the accommodation provided was less than ideal.
The Department of Integration says it has a proactive and reactive inspection service to investigate issues brought to them. Have you reported what you found?
We have, and we're in ongoing contact with the department, and I have to say that their compliance team are already inspecting and taking action where they find providers are in breach of their contractual obligations, including things like fire and safety regulations. That is very positive. And as I said, we have been engaging and we continue to engage with the department.
The department also says in a statement that contracts on a weekly basis where providers fail to meet standards can be ended. Do you know if any of the places that you're talking about in your report have been closed?
We know that a number of places that we would have concerns about have been investigated by the department. And as I said, that's very positive. But One of the problems, and in fact comes back to one of the recommendations from our report, is that there are no adequate standards in place. These need to be developed for accommodation providers with an expanded system of inspections to ensure compliance. As we know, there are national standards in place for what are called permanent direct provision centres for international protection applicants that HICWA inspect, but that does not extend to the centres for beneficiaries of temporary protection.
You mentioned the recommendations. There are concerns about child safety, and you make a recommendation in relation to that too.
Yes, indeed, this is really important. The welfare of children is being compromised in centres due to the insufficient standards, lack of facilities, absence of basic training in policies that would be minimum standards across other sectors. So one of the key recommendations from our report is that accommodation centres should be required to comply with the Children's First Act, which they're not at present. We're also calling for providers to ensure that staff working in accommodation centres are suitably qualified and trained, and in cases where there are children present, they should also be guard vetted.
John Lennon, thanks for joining us this morning. It's now 7:46.